Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal with hosts Meredith DeFrancesco and Amy Brown. Today we'll be hearing some of the sounds from Jim Hightower's New Chautauqua that was held this weekend in Unity. But first, these updates.
Students from the University of Maine, Orono, and the College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor are organizing a Bread Not Bombs March and Art event for this Saturday, September 29th at 4:30. Participants will converge at the Peace and Justice Center at 4 o'clock, and at 4:30 will march in silence to West Market Square. Drummers will accompany the quiet march, and marchers will display messages promoting peaceful justice and denouncing retaliatory violence in America. As participants reach West Market Square, they will be met with a serving of bread and a program explaining the art event that will happen on the square in the following hour. The bread will represent the tradition of the Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and the three restaurants which coexist peacefully on the block facing West Market Square. The intention of the art event is to allow people to participate and to use each of their ideas equally in articulating the voice for peaceful justice. Each participant piece of art will then be constructed into a giant pyramid structure to form one collaborative display. Drums and musical instruments will be provided as well. All are invited, and for more information, you can contact 942-9343. There will also be a silent candlelight vigil organized by the Peninsula Peace and Justice Center on Sunday evening, September 30th at 6 o'clock in front of the Blue Hill Town Hall. The format for the evening will be a half hour of silence, followed by a few short readings. Contact for more information on that is Annie Hinckley at 359-8396. And finally, Joel Suarez Rhodes will be speaking in Maine from October 1st through October 4th. He'll be speaking at various locations in Maine. The sponsor of his tour is Witness for Peace of New England, and the hope is to raise funds in support of Witness for Peace ecumenical projects for solidarity in Cuba and other parts of Latin America. Joel Suarez Rhodes will discuss the role of churches in Cuban life, the effect of shortages on people's lives, and the extent to which revolutionary ideals survive in contemporary Cuba. He will also talk about the increased role of non-governmental organizations in Cuban life and their potential relationships with solidarity groups around the other countries. His schedule in this area includes stops at the Camden Public Library on Monday, October 1st at noon, and later that day at the Home Chapel here in Orland at 5 p.m., The contact information for that is, or the contact number for that is 469-7961.
Last weekend, September 21st through 23rd, Unity Maine was the host of the first of Jim Hightower's New Chautauqua, an event through speakers, music, workshops, and discussion which offers local nonprofit and activist groups and others to gather on the issue of corporate power. David Kubiak of Big Medicine, one of the main organizers of the event, in his opening remarks described the need for a revival of populism in the United States. Quote, "We need to take it back where it began 100 years ago, end quote. Modeled after the populist era's Chautauquas, Jim Hightower and others will kick off a countrywide tour at the beginning of next year under the name of the Rolling Thunder Down Home Democracy Tour, which will visit 12 cities in 12 months. Jim Hightower said in his speech Friday night, quote, "The point of these Chautauqua's events is that we don't need to create a progressive movement. It's already there. Just about every place that's got a zip code has got somebody, some group, standing up and fighting against this corporate concentration of power and this abuse that comes from it. The problem is we're not connected, so let us get together." He said the movement must include everyone. Quote, "Don't buy into the establishment line that people only care about themselves, about making money. We're a people who have within our hearts and souls deep values of our democracy, economic fairness, social justice, and equal opportunity for all people. The issue is not what the politicians do. Most of them will continue to serve the corporate class, but what are we going to do, you and me?" End quote. Some of the weekend workshops included representatives from a variety of alternative media, electioneering, popular education, and direct action groups. Other workshops centered around specific issues in contrast to corporate power. These were conducted and led by a conglomerate of nonprofit, activist, and union representatives who have been working steadily on these issues in Maine. The Chautauqua nights, evenings of speakers and music, generated a full house. Unavoidably, many of the speeches touched on or concentrated on the September 11th terrorist attack and the anticipated U.S. military action. We are intending to bring you more of the speakers from the Chautauqua on WERU. This afternoon, we bring you sounds from the performances of singer-songwriter and popular educator Ethan Miller, and a more serious piece by performance artist, activist, Reverend Billy.
I guess this is sort of a post-industrial anti-lullaby. Teaching political theater at NYU or preaching hell and damnation to the Disney stores and the Starbucks chains of New York. He is often to be found in the jails of New York where these protests have landed him as part of his political odyssey. He started off on Broadway as a kid, was inspired by the preachers in the old days, went out west, became an actor and a playwright, came home to enjoy the Great White Way, and discovered that all his friends on 42nd Street had been shuffled off to Buffalo, and all that was left was Disney and Starbucks. He staged a one-man revolution that has since sponsored a large group of people around him called the Stop Shopping Choir, who are some boogie sisters, enormous, and we hope to get them up there someday. But today he's going to bring the spirit to us alone, and I want you to welcome from New York City, Reverend Billy.
I'm so honored to be here, children. Hallelujah. What a wonderful... This Chautauqua is amazing. Amazing. Praise be. Well, last night, we had a peace march that went from Union Square to Times Square. And there must have been, 10, 15,000 people that went on all the way down Park Avenue, all the way down Broadway. It was just a wonderful group. We were just bombed, and now we don't want people in Afghanistan to be bombed. And it was just, I'm here feeling that event, and now I get to go back tomorrow and feel this event. Close the loop. Hallelujah. When I gave my little talk to the peace march yesterday in New York, my remarks were something on this order. Tuesday the 11th, we were given a wonderful gift by the people in the towers and the people in the jets. When they went to their cell phones, they knew they were in trouble. They called their loved ones. I'm sure most of them got answering machines. Imagine being a survivor and having that on your machine. And they said goodbye. And they said, "I love you." And then it happened. My little family watched from the rooftops of Brooklyn, Fort Greene, across the river. It happened at 9 o'clock, 10 after 9, 9:20. And this remarkable passage began. And I swear, I feel as if those "I love yous" flowed into us. Because I felt like that's what we started saying to each other from that moment on. We were getting emails from around the world. People in this room, I'm sure, were calling, emails, however you could reach people that... I was getting communications from people I hadn't seen in many years. The communications were something along the lines of, "I hope you're safe. I'm safe. I love you." And then as we came back into Manhattan, came back to my theater on Lafayette and Bleecker, I was inside the cordoned off zone for the first few days, showing IDs as you cross the streets. But there was something remarkable that had changed in the streets of San Francisco. We all noticed it. We were looking into each other's eyes. We were hugging. We were crying. It was a story-rich time. We had a lot to talk about, a lot to share. These 70-foot-tall supermodels staring down at us from the sides of buildings, threatening us with some sort of cessation of our sexual life if we don't buy their perfumes or cars or whatever, we weren't even seeing. That corporate franchise imagery coming out of the chain stores, coming off the sides of the buildings, which had, up to that point, dominated our lives. New York City, of all places, was turning into a mall. public space was corporatized, suddenly that was reversed. And the I love yous just continued and continued. I'm a New York City person. Maybe I'm an artist, maybe I'm not. That's a matter of opinion. Hallelujah. But, praise be. But I know that artist or not, I follow the New York City tradition of being laden with irony. Amen. Do I have a witness? Praise be. I'm dedicated to ambiguity. I'm dedicated to nuance. I like Beckett. I like Kafka. I like the dark ones. Amen. I like the ones that aren't understood immediately. I don't like the simple stuff. But I love you. There it is. There's no footnote. We're not waiting for a PhD thesis to explain what that just meant. I love you. And that's what we've been doing for the last week in New York City. We've been saying that to each other, looking right into each other's eyes, touching each other, walking down the street arm in arm. I love you. I'm safe. I'm glad you're safe. Amen. And I feel like that's a gift that came straight to us from the people that passed away last Tuesday. Now, I feel like we have to start saying to each other that this happened. And that's one of the things I've been doing. I changed the name of my church from the Church of Stop Shopping to the Church of Radical Forgiveness. Amen. Of course, amen. I like to rename my church every morning. You know what I mean? Because I'm jihad prone myself, you know. I have anger issues, you know. I need disposable gods. Can I have a drink? I'll get rid of that one. Amen. Praise be. But now, and I started speaking in Union Square, which has sort of become our speaker's corner in Hyde Park. And it's not a bad place for that, because the sweatshop workers, the girls, in the earlier part of this century, they pretty much established the eight-hour day right there. And I think it's a good place for us to start talking about what has been happening in New York City. Because it's an issue that is almost as important as that. And it felt too soon at first, and some people got angry with me. But that's my job. I'm a fool. I say things too soon. Too soon. Do I have a witness? Too soon. Hallelujah. Inappropriate, praise be. The church of not now, please. Amen. But I'm out there, and I'm saying, you know what? Has anybody noticed out here, you tough f***ing New Yorkers? We've all been saying I love you to each other a lot for the last several days. And we're not looking at the advertising. And this doesn't feel like a mall here anymore. Hallelujah. And let's keep those I love yous coming. Let's keep doing that. Let's keep doing that. I love you. I love you. Oh, oh, oh. Ow. I love you, baby. Because if we don't juice it up right now, I think right now, with Bush's speech, right about now, with the F-117s flying over there, the I kill yous are starting to replace the I love yous right now. How does that happen? I'm amazed. How could they go together? What relationship do they have to each other? It's a mystery to me. The I love yous are turning into I kill yous before our very eyes. It's happening hour by hour by hour. I was thinking about coming up on the bus today from New York. Why is it happening? I hope to God that because the I love yous were so strong, that isn't what making That isn't what is making the I kill yous so strong. I hope that's not the way it works. Is that the logic of culture? Does it have to be that way? God, I hope not. I hope not. Right now is the time for us, some kind of conscious steering of our community, recognition of what we've been doing. I don't know how to do that, but I do know one thing has been happening. We've been looking into each other's eyes, and we've been saying, I love you. That's the one thing I've noticed. You know, I'm not the most sophisticated theoretical political guy in the world, but I have seen that. Now the aircraft carriers are going from all over the world, laden with these amazing robotic airplanes that you know, they have the IQ of a human being, and they're like on their way there. I mean the pilots are just babysitters. These are amazing things we've made with the year in and year out $300 billion Pentagon budget, bigger than all the other defense budgets put together around the world. We've been the big dog for so long. And I read that that Afghani fathers are going to the Pakistani consulate and asking for one of two things. Either one is okay. One's a rifle, so I can defend my family. A rifle. Asking for a rifle. And the other one is a visa, so I can try to escape. They're hearing about, isn't that sad? They're hearing about America. America. Think about that word. It's right up there with I love you. What does it mean to people around the world? It's meant, hasn't it? Freedom. America. What does it mean to the Afghani people right now? We're killing them. We're monsters. Yesterday at the march, I'm not precisely sure how much media we have here, but yesterday at the march, we had people from around the world, and I felt like I was standing inside a geodesic dome of cameras. And what I wanted to say right there is I wanted to accept that gift from the New York City people from 40 countries too, but my neighbors who died on Tuesday the 11th. Accept that gift. Accept that I love you avalanche that they began. And use, in these last moments before the echo catastrophe takes place, the new bombing, which, God, I hope it doesn't happen. But we're like at that moment right now. We're like in that fuselage. The stewardess is tied up. There are people with knives. We're watching a jet come across the city way too low, right at our office. We're in that kind of moment right now. If we have the compassion to share with the Afghani people what they're going through, we're in that moment right now. So what I wanted to do was to use that media last night as a new cell phone and send a message. Send a message around the world. And I know that a lot of Afghani people are outside of the media sphere, but I have to imagine that they have dusty little radios out there. I just wanted to believe that on some level that perhaps doesn't have anything to do with media. Amen? But some sort of message could go out around the world to them. And they could know that there are some people here who are not in those airplanes, who are not bombing them, and are doing what we can to stop the bomb. And that message would be the same message that we're giving each other. And so I want you to join me right now in sending out that chant. It goes like this. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you, everybody. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. We are safe. We hope you're safe. We love you. Hallelujah. I hope that went out there. Praise be.
Everything is not fine. Everything is not okay. Wake up, America, it's found you. The truth will not go away. Don't you dare close your eyes. Don't you look the rage, I don't mean the rage of vengeance or the kind of rage that reproduces a cycle of terrorism and violence and destruction and pain. But I mean a kind of rage that rages at the injustices that the world is riddled with everywhere. The kind of rage that rages at the death of innocent people everywhere. The death perpetuated by terrorists anywhere. Outside of our country and inside of our country. The kind of rage that we need to direct right now at leaders that are perpetuating the cycle of terrorism.
That was folk musician Ethan Miller and New York political theater activist Reverend Billy, recorded last weekend at the New Chautauqua. You've been listening to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal. I'm Amy Brown.
And Meredith DeFrancesco.
You can reach us here at WERU or by emailing radioactivenews@hotmail.com. We're having server problems, so our webpage is temporarily down, but watch for archived radioactive programs on maine.indymedia.org. We'd like to thank Helen York for engineering and guidance, Andy Buckley for trying to keep our webpage up and running, and WERU for being a much-needed resource during these times, and you for listening, acting, and making it happen. Join us again next Thursday at 4 when we plan to bring you an update on the DeCoster situation. And meanwhile, stay tuned for Free Speech Radio News.